Let's talk a little bit about new agents in ovarian cancer beginning, and you alluded to this before, and you're right, almost every interview I do, regardless of tumor type, we're getting into the possibility of checkpoint inhibitors, anti-PD-1 agents in particular. We really saw some interesting data just at the ASCO meeting on that. Where are we today in terms of anti-PD-1 checkpoint inhibitors, anti-PD-1 antibodies in ovarian cancer and gynecologic cancer in general?
Yeah, so at ASCO, there were three phase two studies of three PD-1 or PD-L1 molecules. They had response rates about what you see in lung, 15%, 15 to 20%. Now, in ovarian cancer, we say, oh, that's not very high. But in lung cancer, it translated to a survival advantage. Ovarian cancer has tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes. Ovarian cancer expresses PD-L1. Ovarian cancer should be an ideal opportunity. So with those responses, there are a number of randomized trials that are launching. We have one within Energy Oncology, which is nivolumab versus nivo plus ipilimumab. So as you know, the company that makes nivo also makes ipilimumab. So it's nivo versus nivo ipi. So that's what the cooperative group is doing. But the other makers, for example, the company that makes avelumab is very aggressive now in developing and designing phase three studies. They have the largest experience of anti-PD-L1. Their phase two that was presented at ASCO had 75 patients in it. And, you know, I told you about a 15% response rate. So this is exciting, dual checkpoint inhibition. And maybe we need to do immunostimulatory molecules. So not only interfere with checkpoint inhibition, but also upregulate the inflammatory response. And those phase twos are also being done.
So in the other cancers, including lung, as you mentioned, one of the things that's been most remarkable is the duration of response and the fact that some of these patients have much longer responses than we're used to seeing with the other agents. What do we know right now? I know it's very early, though, in terms of ovarian cancer.
So we're seeing the same thing, but the experience is not nearly as great. But in the avelumab experience, there were two clear cell cancers, and both of them had a response. So that may be a single in clear cell cancers. And as you know, it was recently reported in renal cell carcinoma, exciting new data in checkpoint inhibitors. So in clear cell cancers, you know, look under the microscope the same as they do their kidney counterpart.
Any particular toxicity issues in general? Anti-PD-1 antibodies have been, PD-L1 antibodies have been very well tolerated. Obviously, there are autoimmune complications. Anything that might be different in a patient with ovarian cancer that you might want to consider?
No, not to our experience. But interestingly, and if you look at some of the other solid tumors, you're able to actually operate on patients during checkpoint inhibition. So for frontline treatment in neoadjuvant therapy, for example, we mentioned in our case, it was very difficult to add bevacizumab to frontline treatment where neoadjuvant chemotherapy and interval debulking. We're thinking about maybe checkpoint inhibitors is a better biologic frontline because we can do surgery under the umbrella of checkpoint inhibition.
So what about cervical cancer? You know, we know in head and neck cancer that HPV-related head and neck cancer seems to respond quite well to anti-PD-1 antibodies. What do we know about cervical cancer at this point?
So there was an ipilimumab trial presented at ASCO. There were some responses, but because response was the primary endpoint, it missed its primary objective. Within Energy Oncology, we have a nivo study. It's ongoing. It's a very small study. But we have very, very little information about these. Probably the most exciting immuno-oncology approach in cervical cancer is a listeria-based vaccine. So you can take listeria and pack it full of antigens. And so then as the patient's mononuclear cells phagocytize this intravenous listeria that they're given, they can learn and be taught and reprogrammed to develop an immune response. So there have been phase two studies reported, phase twos that are ongoing, and ultimately a phase three that will launch very soon, looking at listeria-based immunotherapy with E6, which is the oncogene in HPV immunotherapy. So that's one of the ones that we're most excited about.
That's really fascinating.